You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, one, two. Look like a little country. Some rock and roll and blues. Cause we sure love playing for good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.
You are listening to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features conversations with and the music of local musicians and traveling musicians performing in town. I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I have back Tegan Miller to talk about the upcoming fall concert of the Spectra Choir, which is called Phenomenal Women, To Whom Much Is Given. This concert honors the extraordinary group of Savannah women who stood together in the 1950s and 1960s to save the city's historic downtown from demolition. Through story and song, this concert reminds us that the work of building and protecting a city belongs to the people, and that determined women can change the course of history. The concert is this Saturday, December 13th at 3 p.m. at Christ Church Episcopal Church at 28 Bull Street in Savannah. Welcome back to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, Tegan Miller.
Hi, Dave. Glad to be here.
As always with the Spectra concerts, they are themed. Why this particular theme?
I will say one of my singers planted this seed in my brain when she first joined. Shout out to Kim Ribbons. Her family is Savannah native family, and her father owns the Pirate's House. So her family's been in Savannah for a very long time. And when she joined the choir, she was like, did you know that Savannah is the way that it is because of women? And I was like, what? Tell me more. And she kind of just, you know, told me a little bit about it. And I just kind of filed that away. Like, that would be a great concert one day, you know? And I was sitting at WSAV the last spring to talk about our spring concert with Kim Gusby. And while I was waiting to go on air, I was reading an article in the Savannah Magazine about the seven women. And I was like, oh, these are the women that Kim was telling me about. And I was like, this will be our theme for one of our concerts next year. And then as I'm sitting there, just as I thought that, I looked up and like the B-roll that was playing at the news currently was about one of the women from the 36888 getting a Congressional Medal of Honor. This is the first female Black battalion. I was like, oh, and then maybe we can honor them in the spring. So that's kind of what's coming down the pike too. But I just sat there and was like, well, there's our season. That's what we're going to do next year. I really love the idea of turning toward our own community and seeing who we can celebrate, who has laid the groundwork before us, literally, for us to enjoy and love this community, Savannah, that we love so much. And so I was excited to do that, pay tribute to the women and also tribute to our beloved home of Savannah. And then later in the spring, pay tribute to this other incredible group of women who really also changed the course of history.
Well, and the other thing I was thinking of was that recently they put up a monument in, I think it's Columbia Square, which is right in front of the Davenport House, honoring these seven women.
And that's actually what the article was about. The article, I think that's what prompted the article. And then, as if I didn't need more like signs from the universe that this was the right thing to do, I'm actually a staff singer at Christ Church Episcopal. And as I was looking into the women more, like kind of researching them, I found out a lot of them had a lot of ties to Christ Church. And the granddaughter of one of the women, Lucy, that was one of the women, the granddaughter Catherine, goes to Christ Church. She's one of the parishioners there. And it was because of her and her cousin who came together and wrote this beautiful speech about these women that rallied for the monument to be put up for them. So it was all just kind of kismet and connected. And actually our poster art is done by Catherine Varnadeau, one of the granddaughters of one of the women.
And so much of the music is surrounding this sort of topic in very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first piece on the concert is going to be Nancy Grundahl's Be Swift and Make Haste.
Oh, be swift and make haste. The text is very simple. Oh, be swift and make haste to love and be kind. And that is really the true sentiment of the entire concert and the true sentiment of what these women were all about. Like, they came from diverse backgrounds, a lot of them, and they were involved in many different ways. They were writers and artists and philanthropists and civic leaders and fought for civil rights and rights for women. And they were very involved in their community, but they were really united by this shared conviction that to whom much is given, much is required. And that's why the concert is named To Whom Much Is Given. And it really just comes down to that very simple a sentiment: to whom much is given, much is required. And what is required of us is just to love and to be kind.
And the leader of the Spectre Choir, you, that is, has decided to take a very challenging piece as the first piece on the concert, because this is all sung in canon.
It's so interesting you said that, because it is just, it sounds complicated because of it being a canon, but actually it's quite simple. And I will tell you, spoiler alert, we're going to sing the canon together at the end of the concert with the audience, as we often do include the audience in our concert. But this is one of the simplest ways to teach harmony, actually, is to teach a melody and to sing it in canon. Now, there are other parts of the piece, of course, that are a little bit trickier, but the canon part sounds very cool and difficult, but it's actually quite easy.
Well, hence, row, row, row your boat, and Frère Jacques, as early ways to teach people to sing in harmony.
Yep, that's one of the very first ways I teach. And I often program canons at the beginning of our seasons, because we always have new singers coming in every semester. And especially at the beginning of the season, it's like just a good way for us all to get to sing harmony together quickly and feel successful.
So we move from this song to a song by the High Women, which illustrates the eclectic nature of the songs that Spector Choir sings, because the High Women, of course, are an American country music supergroup composed of Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby, Maren Morris, and Amanda Shires. It's called A Crowded Table. But why this song?
Well, I'm a huge Brandi Carlile fan. I'm actually wearing a Brandi Carlile shirt now that the listeners cannot see, but you can. I'm a huge fan of hers, and I love this group that was created. But I love that they did this because it was kind of a response to the male-dominated landscape of mainstream country music. And just like Spectra, they wanted to create a space where we could collaborate and support one another and explore themes of female empowerment and historical narratives as well. So that just aligned with our mission right away, just the group in and of itself. But what I love about this piece for this theme is really what's in the chorus. It's, I want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire for everyone. And that's, again, what this theme is all about. There's always room for everyone at the table. We just have to make room for them. And this is us saying, hey, we are making room for everyone at this table. Everyone is welcome. And one of the other verses of the song really drew me in too, because several of the seven women were into gardening. And the second verse is, if we want a garden, we're going to have to sow the seed, plant a little happiness, and let the roots run deep. If it's love that we give, then it's love that we reap. If we want a garden, we're going to have to sow the seed. And I love that because that's exactly what we're talking about here, planting these seeds of kindness and love and welcoming everyone to the garden, everyone to the table. And also it's kind of parallel to the women specifically too, who are also into gardening and obviously into planting those seeds and accepting and loving everyone.
Mountain when you're feeling valley low.
And the next song is a true Savannah legend, and that is Johnny Mercer. And in this case, well, there are two Johnny Mercer lyric songs in this concert. This first one, Something's Gotta Give, actually is both words and music by Johnny Mercer, one of the rare songs that he wrote both. Spoiler alert, the second one is going to be Moon River, and that is, of course, Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer. One of the things that drives me up a wall every time Johnny Mercer songs come up, particularly when they're done as the music alone. Now, you sing, and you sing the lyrics along with the music, but there's a lot of folks around town who play just the music associated with the songs, and they always just call it a Johnny Mercer song. And actually, relatively few, of which Something's Gotta Give is one of those, but relatively few songs that Johnny Mercer wrote lyrics for, he actually did the music as well. And so often those poor writers of the music are left off when we talk about these songs. But in this case, we don't have to do that because Johnny Mercer is both the wordsmith as well as the composer of the music for Something's Gotta Give. And this is an interesting song in this context because often to do what these women did requires struggle. So you have to be an irresistible force because there are a lot of old immovable objects around Savannah.
Exactly. And first of all, I was like, we can't do a concert that's honoring Savannah as well without having some Johnny Mercer music, right? Even though as you know, I usually don't program, I only program composers, female composers or composers of color, but we're allowing Johnny Mercer into our midst here, just to celebrate some of the music that's come from out of this city, and someone who's from here. He's w written over what, 1400 songs. He's prolific songwriter. So I was like, I definitely wanted to do Moon River because that is about Savannah, but I was like, I want to do one more, and we're going to invite a soloist, a female jazz singer, to sing. Ashley Dannemann's going to be joining us, featuring a Sauklaeser at the piano, which will be really fun. So I was like, well, where do I even start to look of what other Johnny Mercer tune I would like to do? So I went to his catalog and I just searched for a song that was written on the day that the Davenport House was saved. And it was Something's Gotta Give. And I was like, well, that's perfect because it's upbeat. And then I read the lyrics and I was like, oh, well, that's just meant to be. That's exactly fits right in about exactly what you said, that when an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me. And it's just like about standing your ground and standing up for what you want and what you think is right. So it kind of just aligned kind of beautifully. So that's why we picked this one.
As you meet an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours forms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be killed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store? From their vast, mysterious sky, I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. But how? Star-spangled night, we'll find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give.
Mm-hmm.
Then next, we go back to a familiar voice that appears on Spectre concerts, and that's the voice of Sarah Cortell. This particular voice happens to be a voice on the wind.
Yes, I love Sarah Cortell's music. She's a choral singer herself, so I just find her music so intuitive, and really, you can always tell when a composer is also a singer themselves. It just kind of sings itself off the page. And this is our only a cappella piece on this concert, actually. And it's just a really cool, different kind of flavor. But it really fits in with everything because obviously it's about hearing that voice, right? That the voice on the summer wind, as she calls it, but sounds familiar like my own. Or like, I heard a voice on the summer wind with a song I seem to know. I heard a voice on the summer wind, sounds familiar like my own. And it's all about listening to that little voice inside that tells you what's right and what you want. And, you know, sometimes, especially as women, it's hard for us to hear that voice with a lot of the noise that's around us. And this is a theme in a lot of Sarah's music. And she actually wrote this song for the Peninsula Girls Chorus. She said to celebrate 20 years of providing a place where girls find their voices. And when she was talking about in her notes about the piece, when she was talking about conceiving the song, she said she would be driving down these dirt roads with the windows open and her hair blowing in the wind on the way to visit her grandmother. And it made her think about how lucky she was to have these incredible women mentors in her life, like her grandmother, who inspired her to find her voice and to share it. And that's kind of how we feel about these women, too. Even though we didn't know these women personally, what they did for us and for Savannah is incredible. And they are kind of like mentors to us. And it's just a reminder, keep them in our minds and celebrate them and, you know, honor their legacy and what they left for us.
And half of the song is one that Sarah Cortell will often take in terms of expressing a storyline in her songs. And this is one of the reasons why I love her lyrics. And because this starts off with strength and spirit in her song, moves me like she knows me well. But then we end with, I am the voice in the summer wind, strong and sure where'er I stand.
Exactly. And it's like, she keeps hearing this little voice. And then at the end of the song, yeah, she realizes that voice is her.
Oh, This is WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
You're listening to WRUU, your local radio station, for people just like you, hosted by people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and others from the Savannah and Lowcountry area. In other words, WRUU is your community radio station. Please help us by donating whatever you can to help your neighbors and friends stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners like you and by the American Traditions Collection of Concerts, including the Great Camp Meeting Spiritual Recital featuring Kenneth Overton, baritone, on Monday, January 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, 520 Washington Avenue, Savannah. More information and tickets are available at www.atcsavannah.org. Experience the film Music Magic of John Williams on Saturday, December 20th at both 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. with the Savannah Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Katera Harada at the Lucas Theater for the Arts. The concert features a 50th anniversary tribute to the movie Jaws, along with music from other great films. More information and tickets for the Saturday matinee performance are available at savannahphilharmonic.org. This music is often called classical music, but remember, Mozart, Beethoven, and Liszt were the rock stars of their time, so I simply call it great music. I'm your host, Dave Lake, and join me for four centuries of great music, with new episodes each week on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. We also have encores of these episodes on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. from mid-June to early December. Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I have back Tegan Miller to talk about the upcoming fall concert of the Spectra Choir, which is called Phenomenal Women, To Whom Much Is Given. This concert honors the extraordinary group of Savannah women who stood together in the 1950s and 1960s to save the city's historic downtown from demolition. Through story and song, this concert reminds us that the work of building and protecting a city belongs to the people, and that determined women can change the course of history. The concert is this Saturday, December 13th at 3 p.m. at Christ Church Episcopal Church at 28 Bull Street in Savannah. The next song, To Sit and Dream, and this is music by Rosephanie Powell, and this is actually lyrics from a poem by Langston Hughes.
Dr. Rosephanie Powell is probably one of the most celebrated women composers of choral music. She's really prolific and what she's done for that art form, but also her work with spirituals and things like this too. She's really a trailblazer of her own. So I really love her music. And this, again, totally different flavor. This song has a lot of jazzy harmonies that isn't always a familiar language to everyone. And so it's always such a joy for me as a conductor and an artistic director to program a piece of music that is new and challenging, and like being able to facilitate learning a new language, essentially, for some of my singers, which is super fun for me and also for them, I hope, too, you know, learning something new. So I love a lot of her music, but this one I actually conducted on my master's recital for an SATB chorus, and it kind of was filed away in my mind, too. It was like, I want to do this one day with trebles. And so here we are. And Langston Hughes's lyrics really fit in with this theme. And it's all about there's this world around us that, as he says, our world of here and now, our problem world, even though we're surrounded by that, to dream still about the vast horizons of the soul, and to dream about dreams made whole, and speaking out to all of you out there who are dreamers too, I'm here with you. I love that sense. It's just so simple. It's something that we can all relate to, right? Just like music, we don't have to think the same way or look the same way or come from the same places or love the same people or whatever it may be. We all understand how music makes us feel. And I think every single human being can relate to wanting to just sitting and dreaming about a better world. Langston Hughes's poems are a lot about that. And I think that really fits with the sentiment of the women too, what they really wanted. They wanted a better world, and that's what they strive to do in their everyday lives.
Well, and much of his poetry was written about 100 years ago now, but it is as vital today as it was then.
And learn about the world. And we go then from an established voice of choral writing to a young voice. And this is actually someone I know, and that's Rena Eshmail. And this is I Rise, Women in Song. And this is an extended piece of, I think it's five movements. Are you going to do the entire piece or just part of it?
We're doing three movements of the five. So for timing, honestly, we just decided to do three of the five movements. Because by the time I had found this piece, I had programmed pretty much the entire concert already. So I was like, oh, I don't want to take anything away. But because we did decide to do a three movement major work, this is the most music Spectra has ever prepared for a concert, I will say. And this piece in particular is with a string quintet and a flautist. It's supposed to also harp, but we're going to play the harp part on the piano. But yeah, we're really excited to invite more female instrumentalists into our space and to play with us. A couple of the players played with us in the spring as well. And we have some new folks joining us, which is really exciting. But what drew me into this piece was, again, the text, right, as it always does. And the authors that she chose that are at the centerpiece of this work are, again, trailblazing women who have changed the course of history from their artistry. And that's Eleanor Roosevelt, Maya Angelou, and a more modern poet, Arlene Geller. And kind of aligned with what we were talking about with Langston Hughes's poetry, the first movement was a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, that's the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. The purpose of life, after all, is to live it, to taste, experience it to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear. And that's, again, what these women did. They believed in the beauty of their dreams for a brighter future for everyone. And they reached out to make that dream a reality without fear, you know. And then the second movement inspired the name of the entire season, Phenomenal Woman. And this one is just so fun. This is Maya Angelou's text. It's kind of bluesy, and it's all about, people might be really familiar with this poem, but the section of the poem that we're singing is, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I am woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. And that's what these women were. They were phenomenal. And what they did for their community was phenomenal. So that's what inspired the whole season. And then this last movement that we're doing, the third movement, is a beautiful poem called River Song by Arlene Geller. And it's kind of similar to The Voice on the Wind. It's about hearing that voice. And I love that the tie is with nature as well, from the river, where the song by Sarah Cortell is from the wind. But one of my favorite parts is her muse heard her river song, and a crescendo filled the head, the heart, the soul of every woman. And it's about that collaboration too, of when women are bounding together and collaborating, it's limitless what we can achieve. And these seven women that we're honoring in this concert are a great example of that. And then later in the song, they say, they sang a song for the downtrodden and the forgotten. And those cast off made whole again. Extraordinary made extraordinary through the magic of music. And that's what we try to do here at Spectra too, right? So it kind of aligns with us. And we often use singing and one voice and one song as, you know, a metaphor for singing out for all and collaborating and lifting each other up and coming together. And, you know, that aligns right with what we are all about and what these seven women were all about.
Well, of course, the phenomenal woman is the natural, because again, that's the theme of the entire concert. Mm-hmm. And as you've been preparing all fall, that's the theme of the season in a sense. Mm-hmm. And the Eleanor Roosevelt is just so remarkable, so short, but so remarkable in terms of, you know, the purpose of life, after all, is to live it, to taste the experience to the utmost, which is what you inspire in the choir to do in terms of the music that you sing. And then the third movement you chose, maybe I take things too literally, but the first line is, she heard the song by the river. And at Christ Church Episcopal, you're all of two blocks from the river. And so they're going to be hearing a whole concert of songs by the river.
That's so true. And another tie to Savannah, right? We are surrounded by water here. And one of those bodies of water is the Savannah River. It's a huge part of the commerce and the way of life here in Savannah. And so it's kind of nice to pay honor to that as well.
And holding her treasure close to her heart, and the crescendo filled the head, the heart, and the soul. And those lines just are so much descriptive of what you and the Spectre Choir do.
Thank you.
And the next song is the second Johnny Mercer song. In this case, Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics and Henry Mancini wrote the music, and that is Moon River. And there's probably no other song that is associated with Johnny Mercer and should be associated with Henry Mancini than Moon River.
Yeah, for sure. Especially around these parts, right? As it being about Savannah. But I love this. This is a very simple break in the concert. We just have an accompaniment with one of my students on guitar and a soloist, and then the choir backing up the soloist. And it's just a very beautiful, simple melody, and that's how we're going to perform it. And we're excited about sharing that iconic song from Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini.
And I'm sure many in the audience will be like me. I'll be sort of singing quietly to myself as you go through it with the chorus.
Yep, and maybe you'll get an opportunity to do that out loud. We'll see.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I've been having a conversation with Tegan Miller, and we've been talking about the upcoming fall concert of the Spectre Choir, which is called Phenomenal Women, To Whom Much Is Given. This concert honors the extraordinary group of Savannah women who stood together in the 1950s and 1960s to save the city's historic downtown from demolition. And through story and song, this concert reminds us that the work of the building and protecting of a city belongs to its people, and that determined women can change the course of history. This concert is this Saturday, December 13th at 3 p.m. at Christ Church Episcopal, which is at 28 Bull Street. And I want to thank you so very much, Tegan Miller, for coming back and talking about this program.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Always a pleasure.
This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Lake. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. Gonna give it what we got, man, that ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.